Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye in the World with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace Strategic Europe. She's the editor-in-chief. Recently, Judy asked her colleagues a question that is controversial, rhetorical, but at the same time reveals the war in Ukraine showing fragmenting in European Union, in NATO. Judy asked her colleagues, is Hungary a reliable EU and NATO member? And then we have a quote from the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, about the matter. Whoever thinks he can play off the basic values of the EU, to which everyone signed up against the EU's ability to act on foreign security policy, will fail with this effort. That was directed, according to Judy's colleague Thorsten Benner, at Viktor Orban, the controversial prime minister, to be diplomatic, of Hungary. Judy, I don't want this to get lost because the leak points to a possible disputes in Europe about the war in Taiwan, as well as the effort being poured by NATO into the war in Ukraine. Is Hungary understood to be just one of those bad moments and that the European Union can bull its way through this? Or is Hungary a growing concern? What is your measure today?
Hungary is playing hardball all the time with the European Union and a little bit with NATO, even though NATO provides a whole security umbrella for Hungary. EU provides all the money to Hungary as well. Why is Hungary doing this? One thing, it doesn't stop the sanctions, the rollover of the sanctions against Russia, but it's very obstinate when it comes to NATO in supporting Ukraine. It doesn't support Ukraine politically or militarily in any way. And in terms of the EU, it's always trying to exercise a veto here, there, and everywhere. But at the end of the day, under Viktor Orban, who has reaped allegedly an awful lot of money from the EU special funds to modernize the country, he goes his own way. And when it suits him, he plays the EU NATO card. And when he doesn't, he can veto and then ensure that he will get some benefits back. It's difficult and it's disappointing and it's absolutely unnecessary unless he's in the pay of Russia.
Some of your colleagues find Hungary not reliable. My understanding of the European Union and NATO is that there's no exit strategy for a member that is seen as disruptive. Is that correct, Judy? There's no end to your membership.
There's no exit strategy, but there are sanctions which the European Union can apply, withholding of funds, for instance, sticking to the EU constitution of certain articles, if they abuse finances, if they abuse the rule of law and everything. And the European Union has been very, very slow to implement this. NATO has been extraordinarily reticent on how to deal with Hungary. I think there's a big, deep problem when it comes to Hungary under Viktor Orban, that when there are intelligence discussions going on inside the European Union, its political security committee, or inside NATO, I think there's an awful lot of resistance on how far intelligence can be shared, because there's a fear both in the Brussels-based EU and the Brussels-based NATO that this will get back to Russia. And this is a great fear and a great worry, and it says an awful lot about the status of Hungary under Viktor Orban at the moment. Finland's, an unreliable partner in that case.
Finland's joining of NATO and the imminent joining by Sweden, we presume. Does that change Hungary's position here, because these two states are so keen on defending NATO and the European civilization? Is Orban outnumbered even more with the change?
Outnumbering doesn't matter in these multilateral organizations, unfortunately, because it's all built on consensus. And vetoes don't have a role except in certain measures in the European Union. But there's no doubt when Finland and hopefully Sweden will join soon that the moral pressure will increase. But frankly, a small country in Central Europe who joined the NATO in 1999 and the European Union in 2004, and now it's playing hard with these two organizations which provide the economic and the security and the military umbrellas for Hungary. It's just astonishing that Viktor Orban can get away with this. And it's even more astonishing that NATO and the European member states haven't been much tougher from very early on.
Final matter, 30 seconds, Judy. You framed the Berlin response to the intel leaks in terms of, good thing it's an Easter holiday. Well, Easter will be over soon. Can we expect that Berlin will comment? You've got a very vivid press. Can we expect headlines?
Berlin will have to comment sooner rather than later. It's on the cards and it's going to be an exciting week.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It's an online that will send you immediately. Just sign up and you'll get it. You'll follow the European affairs, especially these next days, as Berlin responds to the leaks out of the Pentagon. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.